From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The battle for Ohio's 20 electoral votes was fought largely on the ground. Both parties waged unprecedented grassroots efforts, which spurred record voter turnout across the Buckeye State. In the end, pollsters say Republicans won because of voter reaction to so-called moral issues. From Columbus, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
It was early Wednesday morning when Fox TV projected that President Bush would win Ohio. Republicans in the grand ballroom of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Columbus erupted with joy. Republicans like Ohio Congressman Rob Portman say the president won in large part thanks to a massive army of grassroots volunteer foot soldiers.
We had, for instance, 3.5 million phone calls made by volunteers to identify voters, to encourage them to come out to the polls. In 2000, only 4 years ago, we had 600,000 calls made. In some respects, Republicans have taken a page from Democrat playbooks.
Yesterday afternoon, many Democrats were still stunned by disappointment. A somber Dan Trevis, the communications director for the Ohio Democratic Party, argued that Democrats worked just as hard and almost won.
George Bush won this state by 3.5 percentage points last time. We had a 21% increase in voter turnout, a tremendous job. They had an 18% increase in voter turnout. That means they win by a little more because they had that little margin built in, and it's really heartbreaking that it didn't get done here in Ohio.
Folks, please don't get discouraged. You are part of a historic effort. This is the highest turnout in Ohio state history. Be proud of yourselves.
Urged on by volunteers, Kerry supporters did turn out in large numbers in Democratic strongholds. Here on Columbus's near east side, in a mostly black neighborhood, people like Nathaniel Brown waited up to 3 hours to vote.
So I feel as though my ancestors died for the right for us to vote, so I need to carry on that tradition today. So as far as me standing in line, I'll stand as long as I have to.
But Republican voters were just as energized, if not more so. And according to exit polls, the two issues that had near magnetic draw for many of them were terrorism and moral values. Last night, people filled the Potter's House Church of God in suburban Columbus as Pastor Tim Oldfield began his sermon with a smile on his face and talked of victory.
Yesterday, the evangelical church rose up and declared.
The big concern here was Ohio Issue 1, a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, which voters approved overwhelmingly. Issue 1 organizers blanketed 17,000 churches across the state with millions of flyers.
I think the moral issues decided the outcome of the elections.
Pastor Oldfield said that he urged his parishioners, a mix of suburban whites and blacks, to support the ban.
When judges in Massachusetts imposed an agenda upon the people and sent a message across the country, I think it woke up a sleeping giant. Years past, people of faith have been uninvolved, but I think this particular issue stirred them.
Ross DiGiorno from suburban Columbus attended last night's service and said the gay marriage issue drew him to President Bush.
I was looking for candidates that, you know, were pro-life and also on the marriage issue. You know, I don't have anything against homosexual or anything, but I felt like marriage was a union between man and woman. That's the way it is. And so I did vote for George Bush.
My name is James Hunter. I live here in Columbus, Ohio, and that's the way a lot of us believe. If you go out and make a choice to be a homosexual, that's your problem. But don't force it down the rest of our throats and try to make it something that is not God's will.
Ohio Democrats hoped that issues of war and peace, jobs, and the economy would carry the day. And Kerry volunteers like David Bryden, who did outreach to Ohio's religious community, argues the Kerry campaign embraced a different view of moral values.
Moral values actually had to do with getting children access to health care and only going to war when it's a last resort. For a lot of Christians that I worked with, that's how they understand what Christ is about.
But Democrats acknowledge that the gay marriage ban energized Christian conservatives. Exit polls in Ohio found that evangelical Christians voted for Mr. Bush over John Kerry by a 3-to-1 margin. White religious conservatives favored the president by 10-to-1. and Ohio voters like these at the Potter's House Church of God, who said moral values mattered most, picked Mr. Bush by more than 5-1, providing the president the crucial edge on Tuesday. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Columbus.